boys basketball here. Scott City looking to put together a pretty good season here in the 21-22 season. They'll open up against the Ulysses Tigers here on Friday night. And now joined with the six-year head coach here for Scott City and Brian Gentry. And Coach, I know it doesn't feel like it. It's your sixth year already. It goes so fast.
Yeah, it does. At times it goes really fast. Here it is, and we're ready to roll.
And it was a tough season last year, but you have a whole new nucleus of kids coming out here this year and stepping into some big roles, a lot of seniors, juniors, even some younger ones as well. But I think you have to be pretty excited what you've seen so far in the first couple weeks of practice.
Yeah, you know, from an energy standpoint, you know, there hasn't been this much noise and energy in our gym in a long time. And you know, credit to these guys, you know, for bringing it every day. It's easy to do week one, and then it kind of trails off. But they usually find a way to pick it back up. We've had some pretty good competition in there. You know, our two older groups that are going against each other are really competing, and that only makes us better. So a lot of good things. You know, the younger guys are pushing each other as well. You know, those freshman kids, they like to play really fast, and the sophomore kids are a little bit more finesse and use their, you know, their ball fakes and shot fakes and things like that to their advantage. So some really good competition and really excited, you know, at this point of the time.
What have you seen from your players so far here? Especially, I know you like to focus maybe on that varsity and JV you work with a lot just because those are your guys on Tuesdays and Fridays and whenever you guys play. But what have you seen that's really been impressive so far here in the first couple weeks?
Well, I mean, we've got tremendous size. You know, when you go, you know, Carter, Ronnie, Gus, you know, Efren, 6'2", you know, we got Jackson Rumford, who's going to, you know, get an opportunity in there, who's 6'4". And, you know, so I've been really, really excited to see those guys compete against each other and get each other better. Our guards are doing a better job of playing, you know, playing on balance, playing powerful and playing off of 2 feet. Because that's, you know, it's where guards get themselves in a lot of trouble, you know, trying to play too quick, get off of 1 foot, your pass gets taken away, you end up throwing it away or traveling or something like that. So just being patient, playing in a rhythm, but being aggressive. And our guys are being really aggressive. We just have to know when it's, you know, it's not there. We don't have to force it. And that's probably our biggest thing right now is trying to play a little bit too fast. You know, just like at practice today, we got a little too fast a couple times. And then we came back late and made some corrections. And they looked really good out there. They played in a rhythm. They played smooth. And, you know, it's pleasing to see.
And so, once again, Coach Brian Gentry joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware here in Scott City, our Coach's Show host here on Mix 94.5. And, well, it begins Friday night. You get a home game, and actually your first three games and five of your first six are at home. So that's got to be – or four of your first six, excuse me, are at home. But you begin on Friday night with Ulysses, and they're under a new coach. He'd been around before as an assistant, but then was over at Stanton County last year, now back over in Ulysses. But they do lose Ulysses. You loses two pretty big pieces from their team a year ago. But, you know, game one, it's with a new scheme that they're probably doing, it's really more about yourself than anything else.
Absolutely. You know, fortunately for us, and we played those guys last summer in Wichita, so we got to see a little bit about, you know, what they may do. I would imagine, you know, they played a 1-3-1 against us the entire time. So, you know, we'll be ready for that. But, yeah, it is. It's about us, you know, taking the right shots, you know, knowing our shot selection and understanding that, you know, our strength 99% of the time is going to be inside. And when we get the ball inside and that ball gets kicked back out, our guards are much better shooters. So, you know, for us, it's about playing the way that we've, you know, we've kind of set our path to play a certain way, and we want to live up to that. You know, we want our guys to fully believe in that. We want to have great body, you know, body language, be positive. We want to support everybody. We want to have a great time when we're out there. You know, these guys could be a very exciting group to watch. You know, if we can stay out of our own way and not, you know, turn the ball over and give ourselves opportunities, you know, it could be a really special group.
You got quite an assistant here tonight helping you out here.
Yeah, Carter wants the mic, I think.
Yeah.
Not Carter Gooden, Carter Gentry wants
it. Well, I mean, yeah, you got another two Carters here. That's a lot to handle.
Yeah.
All right, it is Coach Brian Gentry joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware here. And thanks again, Coach, for coming by here. We'll talk to you on Friday.
All right, thanks, Adam.
All right, once again, Coach Brian Gentry joining us here tonight from Scott City Ace Hardware. We'll now talk with a couple of the seniors here and making his return from last year to this year, senior Carter Gooden. How you doing this evening?
I'm good, Adam. How are you?
Doing good, thank you. And it's hard to believe, right? It's senior season. It's it. And does it feel right?
No. It feels like just yesterday I was a sophomore with my brother in high school.
All right, but here you are now, and you're one of the leaders we look up to. And how do you feel like as a senior yourself, looking at the practices the first couple weeks, that things have been for you guys?
They've been a lot better these last practices these last weeks, mm-hmm. than they have been in the past years, ever since I was a freshman. A lot more energy and really a lot more fun all the way around.
What's the key to keeping that energy going, maybe sustaining that throughout?
Talking and clapping, always making some kind of noise. There's no such thing as bad noise.
So what is your favorite? What's your go-to then?
Just clapping.
Okay. I didn't know where I was going to go with that. But you pride yourself being a post player. And what are some things that you've worked on to improve your game from last year to this year?
Power moves. That's one thing I've been working on and trying to even get better. I've been too weak with the ball down low. I need to get stronger with it.
So you're ready to throw one down Friday night?
Hopefully.
Or two.
Yeah. Or two. You never know.
Yeah. But how's that been going?
It's good. It's not just me who's working on power moves. We're all, mm-hmm. Gus is getting really strong down there, and so is Ronnie.
It's got to be pretty exciting. You got kind of a big rotation with you, Gus, and Ronnie down there. That's pretty good. That's some good competition in practice.
It's really good competition, and it's really fun to be a part of.
What would you like to see from this season?
I'd like to just see us go to state.
All right. That'd be pretty awesome here. Once again, senior Carter Gooden joining us here, and thanks again, and good luck to you, man. You're welcome, Carter Gooden. And now we talk here with another senior, and Efren Tarango. And how are you doing this evening?
Good. How are you, Adam?
Doing good, thank you. Now here you are in a senior, going to have a little bit of an increased role here now in varsity here. And what's it like so far, kind of going through the practices so far leading up to the year?
I really like them. They're a lot more enjoyable, I feel like, than years prior, just because everyone's excited to go out there and work.
What do you feel like you've done here to put yourself in a position to be a contributor?
Well, I've worked a lot on my right. I feel like I've really lacked that in years prior. Mm-hmm. And really just working on playing at my own pace. And
so you're a southpaw? Are you left-handed?
Yeah.
Well, left-handed. Hey, that's all right. Left-handers are always right, aren't they?
Yeah, okay. Something like that.
Yeah, that's the way it goes, yeah. But no, and this is pretty fun there, and you're primarily a perimeter player, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you feel like that with your height and maybe your length there that you have an advantage there as a perimeter player?
Yeah, especially when it's like down low, getting rebounds and putting them back up and stuff like that. Being tall is kind of a good advantage to have.
It's always an advantage, yeah. So what's it like maybe practicing, you go up against maybe some smaller, quicker kids at practice? What are some things that you have to maybe adjust to that?
Well, they're pretty handsy, so you just got to learn how to keep the ball away from them. Just coming to 2 feet, like Coach said, that really helps eliminate a lot of errors that you might make that might be there if you're going off of one.
What would you like to see from yourself here this year as you have a increased role?
Honestly, just want to really enjoy my senior season with my teammates and make it a good one.
It's hard to believe it's that last first game of basketball Friday,
yeah,
right?
It'll
be a fun one, I'm pretty sure there. It's once again senior Efren Tarango joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Thanks again, as always, and good luck to you coming up.
Yep. See you, Adam.
All right.